Good to have you back here. We'll await some answers on the questions we asked here a few minutes ago and see where it leads. All right, we'll see where those questions lead us. But in the meantime, there is little doubt that the ongoing pandemic, the lockdowns, the closures of schools, the loss of jobs, the loss of houses and mortgages and marriages and all of these things have led to an incredible increase in emotional issues, in mental issues, depression, drug use, self-medication. All of these things have skyrocketed. The number of people that OD'd in America between September of 2019 and September 2020 was 90,000. The actual number for all of 2020 will be higher. It's an all-time record. It's not good. Joining me, Darren Hodgdon, CEO of Beacon Specialized Living Services. Darren, thank you for being here.
Good morning. Thank you for having me.
An incredible, effective mental health service shortfall is happening now. I mean, the demand has never been higher. And you say that the strain is creating a bigger shortage. We don't have enough people to help the people in need, correct?
That's absolutely correct. We're struggling desperately to find workers every day.
And so the turnover rate, I'm told, you and I spoke of this, the turnover rate in the industry, incredibly high too, because the strain on the workers facing people that are depressed or doing drugs or suicidal, that challenge has to be monumental.
Exactly. It's multifaceted. I mean, it's the turnover, I think, for healthcare industry is around 37%. When you think about behavioral health, we're predominantly reliant on direct care professionals, which are typically unskilled people that we have to train for these positions to provide the 24-hour care that we have. Our turnover is approaching 80%. This year alone, just for the first quarter of this year, 2021, I've hired 343 new people and have lost 316.
Say so that again. You've hired 343. You've hired 343 and lost 316. That's incredible.
Correct. It's extremely difficult. It's difficult times for people as well. I mean, we not only have the, unemployment in just a couple of the counties, Macomb, Oakland County, 3% and 4%. On top of that, we have to be competitive on the wage. The work is difficult. The training, by the state, which is very important, is a bit onerous compared to competitive jobs. So it's challenging for us.
So what you're ending up with, though, are I'm going to guess, a number of those new people you've brought in must be first-timers, right?
Absolutely. Absolutely. It's really important that we pair them with experienced people on the floor. It's a part of our process. And lots of additional support and training in the field.
So what do we do then? Darren, the need is not getting smaller. And as, schools are closed again, many of them right now around the state because of a surge in cases that doesn't affect young people, but will isolate them anyway. It's not getting better. It's getting worse.
Well, I think we have to, appreciate and respect the position that these people provide. I mean, one of the things that, that was important to me when, as we build Beacon is to get behavioral health and particularly the adult foster care. So we provide that 24/7 residential support in the market to truly get us recognized as part of the healthcare continuum and not just a little cottage industry, of hourly workers. The training that it requires and the responsibilities of the job are equal to that of a certified nurse assistant or other kind of frontline healthcare workers, and we've got to get wages on par with the responsibilities of the job.
So how do you get there? I mean honestly, how do you get there? Because Medicare, Medicaid, all of these different places, insurance companies, They want to try to figure out how to pay you the least amount of money possible. And that's kind of what they do.
That's generally the case. But, I mean, we've had some great advocacy. And, you know, the trends, you know, compared to historical numbers is, you know, we've got this $2 wage increase, which we got temporarily for COVID, which was, you know, super. I mean, in terms of helping us, you know, close that gap that's required for us, you know, as we look at the, you know, the competition. So our, you know, we've got what state minimum wage at $9.65. Our starting wage at the time prior to COVID was $10.20 an hour. People can work up to $13 an hour by leveling up. You know, now with this $2 wage, or $2.25 actually, you know, our starting wage can, you know, start at around $12.50. You know, but it still has to continue to move up from there. I mean, ironically, I mean, we were so proud of ourselves after the first 8 to 10 months of battling COVID with very low infection rates, and we were able to keep full staffing through that period. And just in the last couple of months with the resurgence, as well as the economy starting to open up, we've never had a more desperate time for workers. So we just need legislator support to continue to help us recognize the value of what we provide and to help us push those wages up to a more competitive level.
And, Darren, where do people find out more about Beacon Specialized Living Services?
Well, our website's easy to find. It's www.beaconspecialized.org. Or if you just type in Beacon and mental health into Google, you should land right on our webpage and get lots of information there and figure out how to contact us.
Darren Hodgson, greatly appreciate you being here. Sounds like you need some more employees. Beaconspecialized.org. Maybe some folks out there listening will... we'll hear the call. Darren, thank you for doing what you do. All right, there you have it. Quick break now. Still to come, Senator Ted Harvey and more. Don't go anywhere.